Yeah, I don't know anything about those reports. I just know what I see. I see a rookie player that is injured and is trying to come back from injury, and he had a little setback this week with the flu, and you know, hopefully he'll be back ready for Cleveland. But you know, he's had a couple injuries here and a concussion, and it's just, you know, some of that's some bad luck. You know, he got knocked in the head in the Denver training camp. He got a sports hernia injury. He's got a knee. I mean, that's what I think it is. I think the world of Jadeveon Clowney. There's no one here that's frustrated with JD Clowney. He and I speak every day, multiple times per day, text message, phone calls, and we're just like I do with all the rookies, you know, and you know, hopefully he'll be ready to go. You know, it's a big adjustment. You know, it's a whole lot different playing in this league than it is in college, and it's an adjustment for all those guys. And so he's working hard to get over the hump and get back on the field. It does, John. I mean, it does. It's just, you know, that's something we got to look at as a coaching staff. You know, we talked to our players. We stood here, you know, over and over again this week and talked to them about line of scrimmage penalties and lack of focus. And, you know, I don't even know if it's lack of focus. I think these guys are trying to do the right thing. And, you know, we can't jump off sides. We just cannot, we cannot do those things. Those are drive killers. They put you off schedule, and we've got to do a better job with that. Yeah, I really can't say enough about Whitney Mercilus. I mean, he practices every snap in practice. I mean, he takes some scout team reps because we were a little bit thin at linebacker. And then he goes in the game, and he's played better and better every game. He's a great guy, a really good teammate, hardworking guy. And you know, I think he's playing really well for us this year. And I think that was what I saw out there today from the sideline. Yeah, I'd have to see that, Jerome. I'm not, you know, I don't know that yet. You know, the injured players during the game, it depends on who they are. Brian Cushing, because of his years of experience, we had him on the sideline today. But rookies, basically we have them, they have a choice of going to the press box or staying in the locker room. And so that's where it's at there. But we'll have to, you know, I'll have to see what that is. You know, I don't know anything about that. Say that again, Brian. I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought there.
The Eagles up to go offense and how, you know, they're lining up, ready to go.
Yeah.
How did that kind of affect you guys today and you guys react?
I thought our guys handled that pretty well. I mean, I think that's very difficult to handle, but we do that a lot in practice. You know, I'll tell you, the way that they play is very similar to the way that we want to play. You know, we want to play fast. And so our guys see that a lot in practice. And you know, they made some plays. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they've got some really good players and a great coach, and they made some plays. But I thought our guys overall got lined up and got communicated pretty well. I think they made plays. I'm not sure how many times we were just out of position. You know, I think we missed tackles and maybe gave up some third downs and things like that. But I think our guys really hung in there and got lined up pretty well. Right. No, I think those guys, that one drive, they ran it three or four times in a row. That was a tough drive. I mean, they really did the good job running the ball there. We missed some tackles, you know, got blocked pretty well there. But I thought overall, I think our offense needed to stay on the field more. I don't think our defense was worn down as much as it was. Eventually, Philadelphia is going to make plays. They've got great players on offense. And the more that they're out there, they're going to make plays. I mean, I'm sure they ran another 80-plus plays today, probably close to 90. And I think that our offense needed to do a better job of converting third downs and keeping our defense off the field.
How significant was it you had a first down at 21 after DeAndre had the 45-yard catch and you missed the field goal after three incompletions?
Yeah, it's not good, John. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, we have to coach that better. We've got to execute better. You know, you have a play like that and you come away with no points. That's just, it's not good for your team. But I thought our defense went out there and, again, hung in there. I think they got a turnover after that drive. And, you know, I can't say enough about them. But we've got to do a better job offensively in that type of situation.
Sanchez,
I'll stay up here as long as you want.
Sanchez going in for a ball was, I think it was 15 or 20.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really seemed to play pretty efficient ball except for the turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player. I mean, you know, I'm very familiar with Mark Sanchez. You know, I think he's been in two AFC championship games, and he's played well in playoff games. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, they have a strong quarterback position. So when Nick went down, you know, I don't think anybody on the Houston sideline looked at that and said, okay, like, here we go. We've got some guy in there that's not going to be ready to play. I mean, Mark Sanchez is a good pro, you know, number one draft pick. I mean, this guy's played a lot of good football in this league, and he played well today. Yeah. This is a big one. I mean, we're going to work Monday through Wednesday. And then, you know, we're required to give them 4 days off based on the CBA. But we're going to work Monday through Wednesday. And we're going to work. You know, we're going to be in here. We're going to watch the tape. Because I just think it's so important. And I guess I'm talking more to the fans, you know, that we're disappointed that we didn't win in front of our fans. But it's so important to know where we think we are as a team. You know, we really believe that we're close, even though it may not look like that sometimes. And we've got to figure out what we have to do to get over the hump in these close games, you know, like, you know, how can we get off the field there at the end of the game on defense? How can we convert the drive that John was talking about into points? You know, we can't come out of those drives with no points. You know, what can we do better on special teams? So I think this bye week is very important that we answer those questions and try to go up to Cleveland against a very good football team and win.